Muncie.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years of experience and an intuitive and holistic healer for the past 18 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist people to feel expansive and empowered as they move from their heads to their hearts. Visit me at intuitivesoul.com and book your private session today. Well, tonight's going to be a lot of fun. If you have a question, I invite you to join me tonight. This is August 3rd. I can't believe we're in August already. The live call-in show that we're having tonight, we have David Watson, who is a channeler for the Willows. So we're going to have both David for a little bit, and then we're going to have the Willows, and we'll take questions. So welcome, David.
Hello there.
And you can call now to get in queue for a question with the Willows at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So we were just sort of chatting about different things that we can talk about tonight, which is, you know, some of the things that are going on economically, which the fear that keeps to be building, plus, you know, things that are going on, you know, as we reach 2012.
Yeah, well, you know, particularly all this business right now about the economy. I watch all the different networks and the different news networks. You know, Fox particularly.
Very that's the best one.
But anyway, you know, watching all these guys, and I'm saying to myself, you know, don't they know that they're really not going to let the United States default? You know, doesn't anybody get that part? Mm. You know, like it's like we're watching this giant soap opera. And quite frankly, when the more we realize that we're being slightly manipulated, by this larger feeling, and what's the purpose of it? As I've always said, is to create a state of anxiety within us, and the more anxious we are, the easier we are to manipulate. You know, so let's just keep that in mind when it comes to this kind of stuff that's out in the media. Mm-hmm. And it's not that things aren't as bad as they say they are, because I mean, let's face it. Bush blew it during his 8 years, and now Obama's taken the brunt of the blame for it. You know, mm-hmm. He's left with the hot potatoes. You know, so you know it's quite a wonderful drama if you really want to watch it from that perspective. But if you take it too seriously and start getting into a fear based way of looking at things, it's significant. You know, mm-hmm. and it takes you away from being focused and in a resourceful state of mind. You know, that's what I believe.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, it is hard when your basic survival is being threatened in some way, but yeah, I mean, we
invisible
all...
Invisible survival.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and you didn't mention 2012, which is just something that's just kind of a little close to my heart.
All right.
Because it's next year, right?
Sure.
And,
getting closer.
It's an election year. I don't know. It's but you know the whole part of it is it concerns so many people. Is this business about you know the winter equinox, December 21st, 2012, and so many people out there. All you have to do is just hit up 2012 on the internet, and you know you sort of like get 3 trillion hits. You know, get more hits than the American deficit is. You know, so and there they are. Everybody's got their spin on it, and you know some of us we're all going to go to hell. We're all going to go to heaven. Nothing's going to happen. Everything's going to happen. Aliens are going to arrive. It just goes on, and you know they're blaming the Mayans for it. You know.
Oh, it's the Mayans' fault. Oh,
well,
of course.
That's right. Well, you know, those guys, you know.
That had a calendar.
Circle, you know, the calendar. Well, it's interesting because, well, you know, we're going to do a Willow reading on this in a few minutes, I guess. You know, it's my channel source. But, you know, in the past, they've often talked about this calendar and they've talked about all of these things. And they simply said, it's a circular calendar. Like, it starts again, right?
Right.
It's like
of course.
The turn of the wheel, right? So.
I mean, this was so far in their future. I mean, it had to stop at some point.
Well,
I mean, it's not like...
I have close personal friends who are like crazy mathematicians who actually have this thing like charted. And they've taken the Mayan calendar and they've divided it into almost like a sextant. You know, these things they used to use to find their ways out in the ocean. Because, you know, you can take it apart and look at it three-dimensionally.
Sure.
In actual fact, you can make a working, moving model
cool.
To read different calendar dates and specific, I don't know. It's all mathematics to me, but apparently it's very significant to some people in understanding the fact that there's some kind of sacred geometry involved in this, which has to do with our future as, I guess, a race. But my sense about 2012 is the fact it's not just another year. There's definitely a lot of things that are happening out there right now in our solar system. We're having huge solar flares.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too, because, I mean, they're crazy. I mean, it's getting more and more intense.
Yeah, intense is true. And that increases vibrational levels on the Earth. You know, we're seeing things happening on the Earth which we haven't seen with such magnitude. I'm 61 now, and I haven't seen this in my life, these huge tsunamis and massive earthquakes and that sort of thing. They just really started happening in the last few years, you know. And then we have all of this stuff about global warming, and that's supposed to be, everything's coming to this head. So everyone's looking, you know, like you know, like fish going in a huge shoal together, you know, like lemmings running over a cliff, you know. It's we're all heading towards this fear date, you know. And
pinnacle
my
day,
fear
yeah.
is that it's just occupying too many people's minds in a negative way and stopping them from seeing some of the other things that are happening around them in the world today, you know,
right.
In a more positive field. But because we seem to be hot wired to react to fear-based information, you know, we just love that. You know, somebody has an accident and, you know, the whole highway slows down, not because it's blocking the highway, but everyone wants a peek as they go by, you know.
Yeah.
So we have that strange fascination with that kind of mindset. And I think that's kind of where 2012 has a tendency to put us if we don't take it easy. I mean, they recently had a movie where the whole world, like, imploded or something. I don't know. I couldn't even go and see it.
I thought to myself,
I'm not even waiting till it comes on video. You know? So I don't know. But I mean, things like that just you know, create what I consider to be a nihilist perspective in life.
Yeah.
Nihilism isn't the way to live. It's a way to, you know, go cold inside. You know.
Well, I think a lot of us though seem to, because fear is so prevalent and it is a way to control and manipulate us. I mean, it certainly restricts. It's this thing about control. When we feel out of control, you know, we have this need to blame something else. So we're looking for all of these other reasons to blame what's happening in our lives, because we feel we're not in control, which, of course, we're not in control. And there's so many reasons why we shouldn't be in control. But, you know, so it's an interesting perspective of, you know, all the things that is happening and how, you know, how we go to these conspiracy theories and we, you know, we listen to the fear-based stuff, and it's like we want to believe in the goodness. We want to believe that love will prevail, but we have this fascination with death.
Well, we want to believe it, but I think we have trouble perceiving it.
Yeah, well, like, that too.
Because, well, I mean, the world that we see or have presented to us through our news media on a daily basis it's not a pretty world, you know.
No.
You know, they give like 13 seconds for the good news, you know, and it's always local. I don't see national good news.
Right.
You know. Well, once in a while, I guess they slip it in at the end of a news broadcast. But the rest of it is just like Rocky Balboa letting you have, you know, bam, bam, right in the breadbasket, you know. It's really hard-driving stuff comes through. And it changes. I mean, most people can't remember the news from last week. You remember what
the news
was last week?
Well, I don't actually watch the news.
You know,
so
you know, the economy was part of it. And I'm not sure if somebody blew someone. You know, like, that's the way our minds work. You know, we don't focus on life in that way. We don't focus on trying to have a more elevated perspective. We're kind of like living in the moment. You know, as the old saying goes, you know, when you got so many things happening around you, you know, when you're up to your behind in alligators, it's hard to remind yourself that your original intention was to drain the swamp, you know. So it's that kind of thing. We are so taken with the world around us because the constant input of you know, emotionally charged information has this tendency to absolutely and completely annihilate us inside, neutralize us, and put us into a state of depression, a state of shock and a state of anxiety. And in, as I say, in those states, we can't be easily manipulated.
Yeah.
It's very easy. I mean, I've been in accident scenes myself where I've helped people out, and you know, helping people out and they've been in a car accident, that's heavy duty trauma. It wouldn't make any difference if they were a policeman or a doctor or a judge or anybody else. You're helping them out. They'll do whatever you ask them to do. You just sit over here. Here's a coffee. You know, like, it's like, yeah, sure. They just move with it because they're in shock. They're in a high state of anxiety. And the more we're raised into a state of anxiety that we hold ourselves, that comes to us from outside of ourselves, because anxiety is a, you know, not something that happens to us, it happens through us. You know,
So we
observe these things, and we're given certain information, and we start behaving and feeling inside a certain way, and the next thing you know, we become traumatized, and that's it for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we fall into that category of being, you know, easily swayed. You know, and I would say to everybody out there who is listening to this, think about this in your own life a little bit, and determine as to, you know, who's going to be really in charge. You know, are you going to be in charge of your emotional body, or are you going to let the media and the information you come in exclusively control it? Because it's a very powerful thing. It takes in all of our senses, you know, particularly our three primary senses. So, you know, visual and auditory and kinesthetic, we feel, you know, inside from these things we see. We respond to them. So, I think it's something we could bear a little bit of thought around.
Okay, well, we're going to go to break shortly. I just want to say that David, you know, teaches a lot of courses on, you know, different ways to understand yourself and use different techniques to assist you to clear some of these beliefs that are outdated and that create this fear.
Yeah.
He also teaches channeling classes. So, you know, yeah, you'd have to travel to Toronto, but hey, it's well worth it because, you know, you will get a sense of what happens shortly.
We go on the road once in a while. You know.
Well, there you go. And that could happen too. You could get David to come to you. But yeah, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to go into trance and let David's The Willows come through and see what they have to say. And again, you can call us and you can get a mini private question. So you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Kimmy Rose on Interviews, Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Together as a community, we will embrace the challenges in life and find a way to experience heaven on earth. Spiritual teachers and Kimmy will bring you insight on how to change your life and embrace purpose. Interviews this Thursday night starting at 9. It's all about what's within you.
I get so lost.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
My work is empowering women to connect with our true power, bringing us back into balance as we become more conscious in this unbalanced world. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com and book your private session today. So we are here with David Watson, who is going to go into trance just shortly. If you have any questions, please give us a call. You can join us tonight. The phones are open, so call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So while we were on break, we decided that you have labeled your work as...
What I do as far as one-on-one work, I call it life as a life strategist.
This is lovely.
Life strategist, which is what it's all about, actually. Sure. You know, it's all about strategy. The ones that we're usually working with can bear a little bit of polishing up.
Yes. You know, I think it's interesting that you call it strategist because there's a lot of life coaches out there. And the energy of a coach is very different than...
Absolutely.
Yeah. It has a very different energy to it. So we won't go into more, but it does seem to be a lot more solar plexus energy versus heart energy. And knowing David for as long as I have, definitely you work more with the heart.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's bring the willows on.
Okay, right into trance. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. David goes into trance.
Yes, we are here now and prepared now to share at this time.
Yeah. Okay. And do you need to balance the form?
One moment. Yes, this is in effect with the agreement of the entity David. And we welcome you here are ready to share.
Share.
At this time.
Yeah. Awesome. It's always great to have you with us. Do you, we're sort of talking about 2012 and the year around 2012, but also, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that it will help us shift into a new paradigm. I know it's not going to happen immediately. I wish it would happen on December 21st. I know that that's not likely going to happen, but I think it's assisting us to shift a paradigm. But why don't you talk about, you know, kind of what your thoughts and feelings are around it.
Well, truly here, there is much in the way that you would understand is in the sense of the human superconscious mind. For there is a collective superconsciousness all humans are sharing in, and it is interesting within your own social order here, particularly in that of North America. There have been much in the way of speaking of this since the 70s, 1970s. Speaking of the age of Aquarius, with the attachments according to this. There are others who are speaking here of Planet X, others speaking here of the Mayan calendar and its significance in the year 2012. Others speak here of shifts in energies on the planet. All of these are, in fact, of truth. So centering and focusing upon the 21st of December, 2012, is specific to that of the interpretation of Mayan calendar. However, there are still arguments around this, and not everybody is in agreement that this is the date.
Mm-hmm.
Others believe that it is before then, etc. But the fact is, it is much the same as saying what is going to happen on the stroke of midnight in the year that of 2000. The planes did not fall out of the sky, and the computer world did not implode. In fact, here you would see nothing truly was of any significance that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So here you would understand that it is much the same in this year of 2012. There has been a major shift upon your planet, beginning very specifically in approximately the late 19th century, coming into the 20th century. This was a time when there was a sudden shift in energies in and around the planets, and you would see here a beginning of increasing of a sun cycle, at the same time increasing of an earth cycle on the planet here itself, which is a certain electromagnetic movement that has started accelerating in this past century. And this is the beginning of a higher energy vibration on the earth. And it has come forward through many people's unconscious minds, through their meditations, and coming through their higher selves, coming into consciousness, making people aware that indeed there is a major shift on the planet at this time. And the shift, of course, is not just physiological, although as of late there have been huge amounts of geophysical disturbances, yes?
Yeah.
We're thinking of these of earthquakes, precedent tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, and what you would call supercell weather as well.
Oh.
All of this here is a significant reflection on the increasing of the vibrational level of the Earth itself. And this vibrational level is of increasing in electromagnetic energies, you see, in this force, in this way, as we would best describe it. This is in direct coordination with the increasing of the sun's vibration at this time. Hence, the more increasing of solar storms, and that be of these black spots upon the Earth, sunspots, as they'd be called, you see. Enormous solar
activity.
Storms.
Yeah.
These give off very specific levels of electromagnetic and radionic energy that penetrate the Earth and, in fact, create a raising in energetic vibrations of everything on the planet. Even as you speak here, it is passing through your body here, you see, right through the Earth as if it was glass, light passing through a glass window, you see. But here it has an effect on the subatomic level, creating a slight increase in agitation, thus creating within each individual, within all consciousness on this planet, a raising of vibrational awareness. This has created a number of difficulties, for not everybody is ready for this shift of energies, and in fact you would find many people are becoming very agitated by it, restless in fact, and as a result there is an increase here in the conflicts, there is an increase in the wars, an increase here in the attempts to, shall we say, create violent action on the planet. But there is also an increase in those who choose to view it from a higher perspective. That does not necessarily mean it's better, you understand, just that we would call a higher vibrational, in which it would be considered more as an opportunity to raise consciousness, expand awareness, and become fully, more fully in the flow of the energy of this planet and of the universe itself. Stepping back into the internal relationship one has with the universe, as that internal energy comes in balance and coordination with this external energy. For they are one and the same, truly, when you begin to give consideration as to energy source, as you would see.
So again, we're back to the focus, you know, whether we focus on when the light shines, whether we focus on the shadow, or we focus on, you know, the higher aspects or the lighter aspects that can assist us. So again, it's the choice between love and fear.
This is another way of explaining the same, you see. It is a matter of noting here. This is a more philosophical approach to this, you see, because we are speaking here more of the physiological reaction in the bodily. But those who would be experiencing what you would call that higher sense, yes, the light, yes, the love aspect of it, would be allowing that to be stimulated by this energy, you see. Mm-hmm. And it would increase its capacity of affecting the world about it in this way, in a positive manner. So this has been going on for quite some time, and right now it is coming to a peak. Many people speak of the ascension. We are wondering where those people are going to.
I wondered that myself.
Because indeed, the fact is that there is only one universe, yes? And you're not going to get out of it. You are it. It is you, you see? It is not to give up on. It is to become expanded into and combine individual consciousness with cosmic consciousness in this way, creating thus the ideal balance and providing a true purpose of the life experience for each life lived, you see. For many people would say, what is my purpose? What am I here for? I don't appear to be doing anything important or helping others. And the fact of the matter is, of course they are. Just by living, by exchanging oxygen, by consuming, by creating economy, by interacting with other people, even their families, are increasing the dynamic of the human experience, you see. So this is the way it must be given consideration in this way. By following in this, by following this positive energy, it will help raise consciousness. On the other hand, however, the fear-based aspect, and that comes from individuals' perspectives, usually of themselves as well, that can be very destructive, and it can create a lot of enmity within the individual, thus creating a great sense of dissatisfaction in around the life experience, you see. So these things here, taken into account, you would see these shifts here, yes, of energies are in fact increasing consciousness, are in fact giving people an opportunity to see things in a broader and more powerful basis.
Right.
Now, the difference between those who are benefiting from it and those who are not benefiting from it is resistance. It is a basic aspect in human nature and consciousness to resist, you understand? Mm-hmm. Resist everything. It is actually part of what we would call the learning curve. Or if you do not resist life, you will never learn anything about it.
No, is that what the problem is?
Indeed. If you want to call it a problem, it is a natural part of human consciousness. However, yes, there is a deeper ingrained, more bioethical aspect of the human in which this resistance occurs on a deep psychological level. And it also explains itself and comes into the resistance of the human body itself.
Okay, you know what? We're going to go to break, and you can come out of trance. But when we come back, I do want to talk about resistance, because I do think that that is a great topic of interest, because I think a lot of people are going through resistance. I know that, you know, I like to fight and kick and scream, so I'm curious to hear more about resistance and your thoughts on it. So we are going to go to break. You can give us a call if you want a private mini reading at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. However, this is a fascinating conversation. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding
we're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. We beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look out and what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
I am a private intuitive counselor empowering people to live from their hearts. Intuitive Soul Radio is every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sky Radio. I also have a show with co-host Jean Adrian on Mondays at 1 called Voices of Soul, again, right here on Sky Radio. Okay, so we have the Willows back, and we're going to continue the discussion that we went into right before break.
We were speaking here of resistance here.
Mm-hmm.
And the resistance we are speaking of is the resistance that comes through in the body that resists this energy coming from the solar core, yes?
Okay.
And as it resists it, it is like microwave passing through solid objects. It begins to vibrate the energies within and causes a sense of agitation and sometimes unprecedented anger.
So that's why the solar flares are affecting people's anger.
That's right. That's why you were seeing so much, particularly in the way of what you would call irrational violence at this time.
Mm-hmm.
If you are feeling this, if you are feeling sometimes very agitated or angry at this point of your life, and realize it is not just because of what is happening around you, it is not just what you're being told about the world, but you are just feeling generally in this state of discord and discomfort, you see, you would turn and imagine yourself then, instead of a solid, imagine that you were made out of glass, just pure, clear glass. And just by imagining it, it allows that energy to pass through the body without affecting the energy of the body. Truly it does, because you must understand that the mind itself is responsible for the body's operation. And the mind itself and the consciousness is responsible for comprehension, perspective of life. you see? Mm-hmm. For one would agree that one spends 90% of one's time between one's ears, so to speak. Yeah? So the truth of the matter is that as the mind leads, so the body heeds, yes? So in this way here, following the energy into the body, imagining transparency, will stop this irradiational energy, as you would see it, from affecting the body in a negative or over-agitated way. It also allows one to be part of the process without becoming overwhelmed by the process of this vibrational increase. So this is something we are here to tell people that they can begin to do, if they so choose, that at certain times of the day, they simply remind themselves that they are transparent, quite literally, on this energetic level. And all they have to do is imagine a sheet of glass, and that's it. They have locked it in. Because, you see, at this time, with this increased energy from the sun, visualization and focusing is becoming more and more in sync with each other. Okay. Particularly manifestation coming out of visualization. Many people are telling you these days, oh, we can help you manifest these things. And the truth is, they can't. You are the one that will do the manifesting. And with this extra energy available, yes, it will enable you to manifest things faster, including the vision of this glass image of yourself, so that you are not held down by this energy. Imagine it as if it was a ray of sunlight coming and hitting the side of a building that is painted black. The building heats up very quickly because it absorbs all of the light. However, if it passes through a sheet of or pane of glass that a window is made of, it will touch black inside or anything inside and heat that up, heating outside. But the window itself, you can touch it. It is never hot, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Not even on the hottest day is the window itself hot. You would understand that it's the same way of allowing this energy to pass through the body in the sense here. You remain calm, cool, and collected, so to speak, in this energetic hikes. It allows you to think more clearly and be in a more resourceful state of consciousness and make decisions based on moderation rather than anger,
right,
or agitation. You see?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you talk about manifestation, I mean, I think that there's a lot of things. There's a lot more than some of the teachers out there have been teaching about manifestation or the law of attraction, and don't really mention the law of repulsion. But the how, you know, it's not, you know, some of the times the things that we are trying to manifest have more of a greed quality to it, or a... It's not so much about, you know, how much money can I make or how much money can I attract, but more the quality of life that you're wanting, that truly is what you're wanting to manifest. So when you focus on maybe the wrong context of what you're wanting, I think, and then not knowing what your beliefs around that are, because a lot of people do have issues with the word money and what that could lead to. I think there's so many other factors that are involved when it comes to manifestation.
Well, you see here, manifestation is simply an offshoot of consciousness. Right. It is like carbon dioxide is an offshoot of breathing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is what you must understand about this. Everything that you have in your society has been manifested. The cars you drive around 1,000 years ago were veins of metal in rocks in the ground. You understand? This is the way that you must think of this and understand the nature of this. It has all been manifested. Manifestation does not mean having something come in out of thin air and popping into conscious 3D reality. You see, manifestation is a long-term process where things begin to move in your direction, and people and things come into your path once you begin to think in that direction. As it has been said by the Master Andrew Carnegie, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. It comes from imagination, you see. And this is where manifestation comes from. If you are going to build a house, you have to have an idea of what the house is going to look like. And you're going to have to have an idea of where you would like to situate the house. All of these things are already in existence. The materials to build the house, for example, and the land. But then it is you to manifest it. You must either create or purchase or arrange for blueprints. Then you must arrange for artisans. And then you must arrange for all of the things that are involved in building that house in the spot you want. That is true manifestation. See? Mm-hmm. It is called, and manifestation is not something where one sits around imagining things. Manifestation is a very, very active verb, you see?
Okay.
It is not it is not something that one would sit around thinking about. So we are very, very cautious around those who would promise that they can help you manifest things, as if they are Mandrake the magician, you understand? It is not that the case, you see? It is the case here that indeed the manifestation comes through conscious focus, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this is the case here, the conscious focus can draw things towards you. There is an invisible level in which you draw people towards you, and circumstances, and opportunities. This is when you begin to work upon yourself and begin to look inside and begin to change your emotional body so that you begin to feel more balanced and you begin to feel more grounded in your own life. When this occurs, you create an invisible energy about you, almost like a magnetic field that literally draws people and situations towards you. This may not have occurred to you, but you may have had a run of bad luck at some point in your life. Yes?
Really?
And when this happens, you would understand here that in this case here, it is the same form of magnetism, yes? But because there are certain visions or perspectives inside, then one draws that towards oneself. And it is not done on purpose, and it is invisible. And it is totally and completely not consciously created, you see, but it still exists. It is the same with other manifestations. You look upon your presentations from things such as that the of the secret, yes?
Mm-hmm.
There is no secret to the secret. You have seen a child, a baby, yes, manifest a milk bottle faster than you can twinkle an eye, yes? It just happens every time he or she goes peep. And there is an attentive parent around. That's true manifestation if you want to look at it from that perspective. And if kids can do it, so can you. You see? But the manifestation truly is having to do with a feeling and a thought inside. And that we would refer to as a certainty. Because you human beings are raised in a doubtful and mistrustful society, it is hard to trust and not doubt yourself, you see? And this is where this is what puts the kibosh on this manifestation process, because you find it hard to believe that this could ever happen to you or anybody else for that matter.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to go to break. We will come back and we will talk a little bit more maybe about manifestation or whatever it is that comes up. We're talking to the Willows and David Watson is the entity that allows the Willows to come through. You can get a hold of David or the Willows through askthewillows.com. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon Pacific as metaphysical mother and TV personality Rob and Alexis helps countless people around the globe live fuller and more conscious lives. Robin serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings Wednesday at 3 Eastern and 12 noon Pacific right here on the Sky. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
She dances and I dream.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
My focus is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we move from our heart, or from our mind to our heart, and become more heart-centered. All right, so we are back with the Willows. We do have a caller. We were talking right before break about manifestation, so she is going to ask a little bit about manifestation, because Karen is in a little bit of a problem, because she has to move a little unexpectedly. Hi, Karen.
Hi, you guys. How are you? And thank you so much for taking my call, first of all. I just want to, everything has been good up to, you know, things are starting to happen for me really fast. I manifested a couple of things that came true. Now I have to do a move by this weekend.
That's pretty quick. Okay. So let's see what the Willows have to say.
Okay. Well, what is it specifically you wish or looking for? Are you looking for, new digs, yes?
No, I'm looking for, I found the house, I found the job came through, and now the pre-approval, I'm waiting for that. Now everything is done, so I'm just hoping everything comes together at the, you know, I know really quickly. It's been like a month or two, but will this be my weekend to move, or am I looking for next week or something?
Well, we would say here there is a strong opportunity for it to be happening within the next 5 or 6 days. Yes?
Okay.
These things are coming quickly to a conclusion, as we would see. And because you have already understood and let go of the outcome, in other words, you expect it to happen, yes? This is the very basis of manifestation, expectation, you see? So then just expect it to happen within the next week or so, and then take it easy. Go and have dinner or something with some friends. You understand?
Yes, thank you.
Let go of the outcome. This will be far far positive for you to do in this way, you see? If you choose.
Okay, let go of the outcome and just manifest the other part.
That's right. Just accept that indeed this is going to be happening within the next few days, yes? And let go of it.
Okay,
you see?
Thank you.
Okay. And you might want to prepare, because next weekend seems really quick.
Well, this one here is it.
You mean like this weekend?
Yeah, if you're really wanting to move that quickly, you might want to start, you know, packing things up and getting ready to move, right?
I did all that.
All right, good.
Thank you.
All
yes, ma'am.
Great.
Yes,
all right.
Indeed. This is why it is manifesting so quickly. You are expecting it to happen. Yes.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So there you go. That's a clear discussion on manifestation, which is what we've been talking about. So I guess the expectation, although aren't we supposed to let go of expectation or let go of the...
Expectation is not where you sit around worrying about it.
Right.
Yes? That's called sitting around worrying about it. Yes? We say with a smile. expectation truly is that you expect it to happen so you can let go of it. Example, you expect your car to start in the morning when you turn the ignition, yes? You expect the light to go on in the bathroom when you go to brush your teeth tonight, you see? These expectations are beyond holding as anything more than just the way things are, you see? That's true expectation. So when we say, when you have expectation that this outcome will be happening within this period of time, for example, yes, you can let go of it because once you expect it to happen, then it will indeed stand a very good chance of happening, pretty much in the same way as you expected it to. You see?
Yes, that makes me think of things that I've expected and have them not quite happen that way.
Well, there is one thing one must always keep in mind. It's called application of willpower. Many people attempt to have things happen because they are willing it. Yes, as if they are straining, as if they are having trouble with that of constipation of the mind, yes? They must expect it. They must will it to happen. And, of course, what happens in situations like this is that you are trying to make something happen.
So you're trying to control it.
Indeed. And this is what expectation is. This is why we say let go of it. You just expect it to happen, and you let go of it. Yes? You're going fishing. You expect to catch a fish. If you don't, you're surprised, yes? But you do not sit around willing fish to come and jump on your line. Any fisherman who has done that will tell you that they don't have a very productive day at the lake, you see? So it is much the same as most other aspects of consciousness. It is a matter of having that expectation of something to happen without holding on to the fact that it must happen. Understand?
Right.
That's the difference. That's where will comes into effect. And willpower is good in certain ways. It helps push you through certain tough physical situations. But trying to will something to happen from this energetic perspective is not going to give you the results you were seeking, not as we can see it.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Well, you know, I'm pleased that you came and joined us tonight. You could probably release the form and we can bring David back and we'll just end the evening.
Indeed. We thank you for the opportunity and send blessings to all who have listened at this time. We release the form.
Okay. So that was a very interesting evening, as it always is. David, tell people how they can get information for you.
Well, they can go to my website, askthewillows.com, www, of course. That's for my channeling. And pick up the phone and give me a call, 416-899-3600. 416-899-3600, as they say in the Best of Radio Forum. Repeat it twice. And call. I'm always open. I do phone work. And I also work via Skype as well. So there's so many marvelous ways of sending money back and forth, including PayPal and things like that. That's never a problem in our energy exchanges for the work. So again, 416-899-3600, and give me a call.
All right.
Always happy to talk.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay, well, you have been listening to Intuitive Soul. My name's Lori Houston. My website is intuitivesoul.com. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you and or awakening to your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, you can give me a call on my new toll-free number, which is 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. You can then book a session or you can contact me through my website at intuitivesoul.com. All right, so we've been talking with David Watson, website Ask the Willows, and may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.